B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, people.
Welcome, everyone.
Okay, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Memorial Day weekend.
You know what that means?
A three-day weekend.
Three-day weekend.
This weekend?
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Fire up the grill and have the gang over for a cookout.
I say let's get this weekend started.
Let's start the show.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, and happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Here we go. It's going to be a good one, too, weather-wise today. Hey, a few clouds, slight chance of rain, no biggie, a high of 80 today. Tomorrow, Saturday, a little scattered thunderstorms are possible, but still 78. And for Sunday, looking at 80 sunny skies for Monday, 86. How about that?
Wow.
With some sun and
good
fun.
Weekend.
So, yeah, I remember last year.
It was a nightmare.
Wasn't it? It was wet and damp. And
the only reason I remember it is because my friend booked a hotel, and it was like a super expensive hotel.
Yeah.
With her.
Oh, yeah.
With her, like, 3-year-old. And it was, like, going to be great because it was going to be sunny and gorgeous. And then it poured all weekend, and she was miserable.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
There's no refunds on that.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. So, yeah, weather looks good. It's already 63 in Boston, and a lot of stuff going on. We are wrapping up our Universal Trip a Day giveaway today in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you're traveling or wherever you are, make sure ROR is on the air.
I know. It's important.
It's the last trip we're going to give away on the air. But Brian has reminded me there's another one at WROR.com. Right, Brian?
That's right. You can enter until 10 a.m. this morning for the online trip.
How about that?
Awesome. Even easier. Boop, 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 boop,
that's
boop.
It. Two chances to win. Why wouldn't you do that?
Enter your info.
From the comfort of your own whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. That's at WROR.com. 10 o'clock is the deadline for that. We got trips given away. We got the Celtics tonight.
Yes, Bob's wearing a nice t-shirt that says Boston, and then the Celtic is implied.
Yeah, because my daughter is on the street team.
Yes.
Here at the station.
Yeah.
And she did an event in Quincy the other night.
Yeah.
And she takes care of DAD. Thank you.
Swag.
I like that.
Nice.
I got an insider now.
Nice. Well, we don't get anything, so you might as well get from the other stations.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, Dad, yeah. Brad, thank you,
Bridge. Thank you. Wow, they have a budget?
Yeah.
What happened to ours?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so,
rats.
I'm repping the Celtics today, courtesy of, you know, Beasley Media.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Michelob Ultra.
And Michelob Ultra. So, I love it. Big game tonight. We were excited about that. Okay, a lot going on. As they say in showbiz, let's get it started.
Oh, they say that?
They do that.
Yeah.
We're kind of in showbiz.
Oh, that's right.
The lower rung.
Yeah, showbiz, way low, still, like the first.
Okay, that's fine. We're in it. 5:43.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning, Bob, LBF, Brian. Still ensconced in the, the Tony Town of West Bridgewater.
The West Bridgewater.
Yeah. Basement bunker. So we'll check Brian. In a second. Don't forget, it's your final Universal Trip giveaways today. We'll give you details on that. LBF has got the latest, so.
All right, it's 61 degrees in Boston. The timeline of this week's deadly shooting in Texas is being called into question. Parents are demanding to know why it took as long as an hour to stop a gunman inside a Texas elementary school on Tuesday. A new video shows many pleading with officers to get inside and save their children, but they didn't enter until about an hour after the shooter walked in through an unlocked back door. By that time, he'd already killed 19 students and two teachers before Border Patrol took him out.
Man, that is astonishing when you think about it.
Yeah.
The frustration of those parents. An hour?
I can't even.
You can't.
I'd
like to hear the explanation.
Right? Yes.
If there is one.
Right. A global outbreak of monkeypox is spreading. The CDC has identified 9 cases in 7 states. The first was in Massachusetts, where a man was hospitalized for 8 days. Workers in contact with him have now been vaccinated, becoming the first outside of clinical trials. And the haunted house that inspired the Conjuring film now has a new owner. The Rhode Island farmhouse was sold to a real estate development firm for more than $1.5 million, 27% above the asking price. The home is one of America's most haunted houses, where claims of apparitions, the smell of rotting flesh, and even human levitation has been reported.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it went for 27% over.
They put that on Zillow.
Wow.
Smell of rotting flesh. Yeah. Okay. In sports, the Celtics look to close out the Miami Heat tonight and advance the NBA Finals. Would you ever buy a house that had that reputation?
Me?
Yeah.
Not for 27% over. I'm not buying any house.
House inspection there.
Yeah, no.
Boston leads Miami 3-2 in the best of 7 series heading into game 6 tonight at TD Garden. And the Red Sox cruised to a 16-7 win in Chicago last night. Weather today, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, but a high of 80.
Yeah, big game tonight. 8:40-ish tip off.
Yeah.
So take a nappy and get ready for that one. It could be exciting.
It could be.
Yeah, okay, you're not. You're excited.
It could be. Right.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:19 on this Friday heading into Memorial Day. Nice weather, too. A high of 80, and it's just going to get better. As we go, 78 Saturday, Sunday 80, and Memorial Day 86. Get the burgers out.
Yeah.
Get the grill going. It's going to be some good grilling and chilling weather. So there you go. It's grilling and chilling. 64 right now in Boston. So, hey, LBF.
Yes.
Saw pictures. You text Brian and me of Lucy just walking into the prom like she owned it.
Like she owned it.
Last night, right?
Yes. The class of 2022, Canton High, had their prom. You know, it's funny. It was their first dance because COVID had... They had no sophomore semi. They had no junior prom. So it was like Footloose. Like, they're like, finally, they can dance.
That's great. That's
and so great. They were all, you know, what they do at Canton High is they have them meet in the cafeteria, and then they parade them out like a promenade.
Okay.
So everyone can see. And that's where Lucy's the picture was from. She was like a rock star out there. She was told me up until 5 minutes before she left, she did not want to go to the prom.
Right.
And I was like,
you weren't sure, right?
I don't know. Right. I don't know what's going to happen. And we made her go.
You made her go?
Yeah. Because I was like,
for her own good.
Yes. Like a parent. Yeah. I couldn't believe I was parenting.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
You'll go and you'll like it.
Yeah. But she, as soon as she got there, she was on board and she stayed the whole time. Got in at like 11 last night.
That's great.
I was asleep.
So she had a pretty red dress on.
She, you know,
I saw her shoes. She had these kind of wraparound.
Yeah, little gladiator silver sort of cute shoes.
They were cute.
Comfy shoes, not new shoes, because the key is you need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And when you're dancing.
Well, the girls just kick them off. Anyway,
I know, that's right. You know, anyway, it was so awesome.
That's great.
She had a great support system.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It would have been very easy for you to say, well, if you really don't want to go, and then. Everybody loses on that.
Right.
So she has a great time. Always have great memories.
Right. And I can't believe she stayed. She got in. She took the bus there. And
that's
the bus
late,
back.
Right? For her to stay till 11?
Yeah.
You probably thought she'd be there for like an hour.
Uh-huh.
Or so. That's great.
So, yeah, it was at Granite Links, which is, by the way, a beautiful place.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Granite Links, because you also sent us a picture of a massive, I believe I counted 12 shrimp.
12 shrimp.
That's pretty impressive.
You order shrimp. There, you get 12.
Because we were just complaining, lamenting.
Shrimp cocktail, you don't get enough shrimp.
Sometimes you only get 3.
Ugh.
Four if you're lucky, but you had 12.
Yes. Regular size, not jumbo.
Okay.
But you know what? That's okay. And it comes in a little martini glass.
Nice.
And it's very, it's posh.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
You got to go there. But anyway.
A fun night for all. That's
a fun
great.
Night for everybody.
Dave
was great.
Dave picked her up at 11.
Yeah.
You haven't talked to him yet. But.
I did, actually. He said she was happy, and she sent me pictures of the pickup.
And did he do snacks? Because that's what you do after the prom. You go get a burger somewhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't do snacks.
Oh, you don't think he did. Okay.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Maybe.
I'd look for rappers.
Okay.
Look for rappers. Hey, Lucy.
Yeah.
You're hungry, aren't you, Lucy?
All the girls are so pretty and all the boys are so handsome.
Can I ask, I did see Lucy's dress, and it was a very, like, nice prom dress.
Yes.
Any parent would have no problem with.
Right.
Did you see anything that was questionable?
No. I really didn't. They were all just... beautiful.
That's good.
A lot of the thing is it's not low cut so much anymore. It's backless and side slits.
Oh, the side slits.
Yes, are, so are, that's big.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So it was good. All Everyone right. looked beautiful.
Everyone looked respectable.
Well, I mean, yes, we're a lovely class.
That's right. You have
2022.
Class. There you go. I'd look for rappers still. I would just kind of comb through.
All right. I'll see if there's Wendy's in the back seat.
I got a feeling. Okay. All right. 6:23. Everybody was talking about the loss of a great actor gone way too soon. That's Ray Liotta. We'll talk about that coming up. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's Roxette. Listen to your heart. 6:27. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Yeah, we lost Ray Liotta yesterday. A lot of people texting and tweeting back and forth about that. Just a great actor. And here's just a little snippet of his work.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Really funny.
We paid off cops, we paid off lawyers, we paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
If you build it, he will come.
There you go. From Field of Dreams and all the good stuff, Goodfellas. Hey, by the way, Goodfellas, you can watch that this week.
HBO Max. I mean, you can buy it a lot of places, but or rent it on Amazon, but it's on HBO Max streaming.
There are a lot of folks, you know, were saying they have to watch Goodfellas again.
Yes.
Because a lot of folks put it as their top. It's definitely, for me, top five.
Oh, yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah. It's a highly quotable, excellent movie.
Yeah.
And also, what's really great about that movie is the scene where Ray Liotta is with the wife, Karen,
yes.
Lorraine Bracco.
You quote that all the time.
And no, but they, when they go into that bar, you know, to the back door.
With the one-camera shot?
Yes. That's the first time that anybody did it. Like, that was Scorsese's, like, claim to fame. And
right.
Everybody steals it now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is so cool. That one-camera
shot.
That one-camera shot. Goes on and on.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere where Scorsese is such a perfectionist, with even with Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta said that Scorsese tied his tie for him every day.
Really?
He wanted to look a certain way.
Wow.
In the movie. True to it. Ray Liotta. You said he was adopted, too.
Yeah, he was adopted at 6 months old. He turned down the role of Tony Soprano in The Sopranos.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if there are any regrets, if he ever had any for that.
I wonder.
Anyway, gone too soon, 67-year-old.
In his sleep at a hotel.
Yeah, we can talk about whether that's the way to go or not. I don't know. Arguments for or against. But
too soon.
Too soon, 67.
For sure.
Okay, Morning Court's coming up next, and we are going to talk to a gentleman whose wife is expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, and she expects to have the baby at home.
Oh,
with an audience.
Oh.
Wait till you hear.
Stadium seating?
Yes. Who she thinks should be in the room as the baby comes from the...
Oh, God. He was
you
the
don't
womb.
Do that? Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, in the womb where it happened.
Yes. Okay. That's coming up. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture. It's their biggest Memorial Day sale ever. Save up to 40% off on furniture, plus free delivery, no interest financing. Don't miss Ashley's biggest Memorial Day sale in Manchester, Nashua, Salem, and Somerville.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's the matter, Sean?
Well, one, never thought I'd be here in the old Morning Court, but here I am.
Thanks. We're here to help. Okay, so what brings you today?
Yeah, so my wife is about to be having a home birth.
Ooh.
We had a Yeah, this will be number three. Well, first home birth, third birth. Had two lousy experiences in the hospital. My son's 9, daughter's 7, and, I mean, it's her birth, and she wants to have it at home this time.
Right.
Yep.
My issue is that she wants the kids to be there.
What do you mean, be home that day?
I mean, yeah, home and there, like in the room.
In the room?
Where it happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sean, she is, wow, I don't want to say the word progressive, but man.
Progressive is a nice word.
I suppose, yeah. But has she progressed too far? Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, and that is a very nice word that you guys use. I didn't use that at all. I should have used that one.
All right.
So, hey, look, I fully respect the birth process. It's a miracle. It's a wonderful thing of life, but I was there for the other two. I also know how messy they can be, and painful, screams, crying.
You did this to me, you know? Well, I mean, that can happen, right? She's adamant about this, huh? Wow.
Oh, she is. And okay. I think I get it, but like, I'm just not sure having our kids see this whole process, witnessing their mom in pain. I mean, we don't even know how the whole thing's going to go, but I don't know that this is going to be good for them kids' psyche, you know?
Man, so what does she say when you've tried to see it your way?
Oh, well, when I tried to convince her otherwise, she basically just said, oh, well, just ask the kids.
Ask the kids?
Yeah.
If they want to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know how brilliant a 9 and 7-year-old could be.
This isn't a science project.
It sure is.
Well, it is kind of a science project. All right, so did you ask the kids yet?
Yeah, I asked them kids. Man, they're 9 and 7. They go, yeah! Of course they want to be there.
Oh, boy.
Like, in their world, they think this is going to be amazing, and they really want to be there. They want to welcome their new brother or sister. Yeah, I mean, from their point of view, I get it. But they have no idea, and I think once they witness it, they're going to regret it.
Could it be horrifying to see mom in such pain and, you know?
Well, and all the other stuff.
What is it with this generation that needs to see how everything's done? You know what I mean?
I mean, lived in the hood.
I'd go to a bar, and I didn't ask how do you brew it. Now you got to watch them brew it. They got right
beers and babies. Right. The same, I guess, when it comes to Bob.
I just wanted the beer. The plant, anyway. The process. Anyway, I'm sorry, Sean.
No. Yeah. I like distraction. I'm
sorry,
but I have a few beers myself.
Yeah, everybody wants to experience everything now. So what can we do for you?
Well, I guess, how can I change her mind? You know, I mean, do you think the kids will be okay? I mean, I just so much is happening. So much could go wrong, and I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's a great idea, but I may not.
Of course you don't. Well, Progressive isn't your middle name.
No, it's not. So, but, Sean, you came to Morning Court, and that means you have a wide spectrum of listeners who chime in. Some might surprise you.
Yeah, maybe some had their kids at their home birth.
Yeah. I mean, the whole home birth thing is something that's new.
You got to get a pool.
Okay, yes. Big tub. I don't know, Sean. 888-410-1057. We'll light up the phones and see what our listeners have to say. They might, you know, make you feel better about the situation or not so much. Okay?
I'll be listening. Thank you so much.
888-410-1057. Let's go. Man, all right, so is it too much to have the kids in the room while mom has, you know...
A baby.
The next sibling. It's like dogs, maybe, but it's a litter, but this is a lot, isn't it? 888-410-1057.
A litter. Okay.
You know what I mean? I can see that. Oh, let's watch, you know, but no. Let's see what you guys think. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Blind Melon, No Rain. I don't think so. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice Memorial Day weekend, okay? We just talked to Sean. He is he and his wife are expecting their third baby and soon, and she expects to have it at home. But not only that, she wants the two other kids, or their kids, to be in the room when it happens.
Right. It's a son who's 9 and a daughter who's 7.
Okay. So that answers that. It's a boy and a girl, because somebody was asking. All right, Michelle, good morning. What is your take for Sean's
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think mom is hell-bent on having this done. So I think, and if the children are all for it, let the children see a film first. Okay. So this is not a complete shock factor. Let them see what happens during a birth, so they'll understand mom's pain, and they'll understand what they're going to see, and then they might change their mind.
That's really
they
right.
might
yeah.
not.
Yeah,
say so kids,
it's not a pretty sight, no, but it can be a beautiful thing.
Right.
I wish somebody would have told me. I mean, yeah, you know,
should have watched a film.
I should have watched.
I wish somebody would have told me.
No right. kidding, right? Like, right, do I have Michelle. To be there?
yeah, you got to kind of be there. Thanks, Michelle. Good advice. Have okay. a great.
That is a good
have
advice.
A great
good
day.
Advice.
You too. Bye, bye, Lisa. Good morning. What's your take on Sean's case today, Lisa?
Hi, I think it's absolutely not a good idea because they don't know if an emergency might come up and anything can happen during labor and delivery. And, you know,
how does that, hey, Lisa, I'm not familiar. How does that work? What if there is an emergency?
You call, there's a midwife there.
Oh, there's a midwife.
Yeah, there's supervision. She's not just going to
well,
go.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I,
there's like,
me.
There's a midwife. There's a, they have okay. in conjunction with the hospital. Yeah.
So if there's a problem, they would have somebody there to help. They yeah. could also usher the kids out of the room.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
It's
okay.
not chaos.
Well, I didn't just listen, you know. I pulled up, parking lot high. We go in.
Okay.
Check in.
Yeah.
It's, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. okay. All right, Lisa, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go to you, Mel. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
What's your thought on it today, on morning call?
I think it's a bad idea.
Bad.
So first of all, there's plenty of grown men that can't handle that process.
Mm-hmm.
And the children's perspective is going to be different than even the mom's perspective. And if he's trying to get through to her to empathize why it's a bad idea, you know, it is a beautiful process, but try to have her imagine just letting the kids watch conception, because that's a beautiful process,
okay.
too. Oh, God.
Mel.
That took a turn.
Right,
thanks, Mel.
I got you, Mel. Hey, kids.
Oh, my God.
That was really unexpected, Mel.
Yes,
thank
it was.
You. Didn't expect that. All right. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get to you, because I don't think we've come to any real conclusion here. It is kind of split. The jury is kind of deadlocked here.
Yes, it is.
Can break it. All right. If you want to chime in, love to hear you say 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 657. We'll take a break for morning court, but I got to remind you, last trips for Universal to be given away today in the 9 o'clock hour. Details coming up right now. LBF has got the latest.
All right, 61 degrees in Boston. A global outbreak of monkeypox is spreading. The CDC has identified 9 cases in 7 states. The first was in Massachusetts, where a man was hospitalized for 8 days. Workers in contact with him have now been vaccinated, becoming the first outside of clinical trials. The Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular is returning to the Charles River Esplanade on July 4th. This will be the first time since 2019 that the full Independence Day production is held on the Esplanade. And tributes are pouring in for actor Ray Liotta. He died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic, where he was filming a movie. The star is best known from Goodfellas and Field of Dreams, which co-starred Kevin Costner. Costner says Liotta left an incredible legacy. He was 67. In sports, the Celtics look to close out the Miami Heat tonight and advance to the NBA Finals. Boston leads Miami 3-2 in the best of 7 series heading into Game 6 tonight at TD Garden. And the Red Sox cruise to a 16-7 win in Chicago last night. Weather today, cloudy, a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 80.
Okay, thank you, LBF. It's a minute before 7. Brian has got a look at our traffic on this Memorial Day Friday.
That's right. This is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture. Natick, we have a crash in the breakdown lane. Car versus a tractor trailer. It's on the Pike eastbound just after the Natick Service Plaza. Look out for that. Car with a blown tire in the left lane on 95 northbound by 140 in Foxborough. That's exit 13. You're backed up to the Mansfield rest area there. Expressway northbound East Milton Square to Columbia Road is stop and go. Lever connector is jammed from 93 down into Starro. Loop ramp from the Tobin is stop and go. City Square tunnel into the lever connector and the Chelsea curves. The on-ramp from Everett Ave on Route 1. Tobin Bridge southbound is a stop and go as well. It's Ashley's biggest Memorial Day sale event. Save up to 40% off all furniture, plus free delivery and no interest financing. Don't miss Ashley's biggest Memorial Day sale in Manchester, Nashua, Salem, and Summer.
Yeah, it is definitely a getaway Friday, as they say. So I'm sure roads are going to be
A little busy?
Yeah, you think?
Good weekend weather,
last
too.
Last night was busy, too, on the roads.
Was it last night?
Yeah, 24, okay. Going to the Cape. Woo.
Oh, yeah, right? Gonna jump on it. Well, wherever you're going, make sure you take WROR with you, because in the 9 o'clock hour, we go commercial-free for 2 hours. But no, that's not all.
No, that's not all.
We have Benny's, right? Don't we? We will give away another, and it's our last on-air trip to Universal Orlando Resort. Between 9:15 and 10 o'clock, you just try to be lucky. Caller number 10 when you hear the cue to call. But also, just a reminder, you can have another chance at winning at WROR.com.
Yeah.
You got till 10 o'clock to register for that freebie as well. Same trip.
That's great.
Just like you said, easier. Let your fingers
do the walking.
Do it at WROR.com. It's 4 days, 3 nights. I think it's 4 days, 3 nights, 2 people, 1 bed, huh?
Oh.
But you can go twinsies if you want, if it's that kind of getaway. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. He's making it weird again, folks. He's making it weird.
WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and our friend from Fandango.com, ensconced in Hollywood. It's Harry Medved. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Harry in Hollywood.
Well, yeah. Hollywood. I like that.
That's nice.
That has a little certain ring to it, doesn't it? All right, Harry from Fandango.com. We're excited because this really is the kickoff for summer season for the movies, right?
It absolutely is. You know, we actually started just a few weeks ago, and it's still playing with Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, the new Marvel movie.
All right, so let's do this. I know people want to hear about Top Gun. I want you to save that for last because you've seen it, so we'll hear what you think about it. But let's get into other movies out this weekend if Top Gun is not what you're looking to see. What else is out there?
Well, yeah, there's actually the new Downton Abbey movie. It's called Downton Abbey, A New Era. And it's a great cast. You know, I love Maggie Smith in this. It's very emotional. If you've liked the TV series of the first film, this movie will also win you over. Kind of a plot stolen from Singing in the Rain. They're filming a silent movie at Downton, and then suddenly Talking Pictures comes in, and sound is everything. And so one of the actors who speaks like this, you know, she doesn't make it as a British leading lady, so they need somebody to dub over her voice.
Funny.
And it's one of the women from Downton who they pick. So it's a fun, enjoyable film.
Oh, nice.
Does it feel like a movie, or does it feel like you're just watching, you know, Downton Abbey on the big screen? You know what I mean?
No, it feels like a movie, because they also have this Italian Riviera that they go to.
That's an escape.
At Maggie Smith. Yeah, it's almost like you're taking a vacation once you're watching the film.
Okay, so Downton Abbey, I love that. And if you're a fan of the show, you'll be a fan of this. All right, so what else is out there, Harry, before we get to Top Gun?
Sure, well, for the kids and pretty much anyone, the Bob's Burgers movie. Are you guys fans of Bob's Burgers?
My girls love it.
No,
I just haven't. Yeah, I know they do love it.
Not your cup of Downton tea or your burger.
I'm on a diet.
I love burgers, and I'm Bob. Why wouldn't I like it? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. You're not a Belcher, and so in this one, the Belchers, they run this, you know, this burger stand in New Jersey, and there's a sinkhole that opens up right in front of the burger stand. It's animated, but what I loved about it is it's 2D animated. They could have done like a 3D version, like they did with SpongeBob. Or, you know, some kind of CGI animation. But this is traditional 2D animation. It looks great. There's some songs in it. It's a lot of fun. So if you're a Bob's Burgers fan, you'll enjoy the Bob's Burgers movie.
All right. So let's go to what everybody's waiting for, Harry. That, of course, Tom Cruise, Top Gun, 30 years later. You've seen it. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't know what Tom Cruise is eating these days or what workout he has. Because how the heck does he look so good after 36 years or so? It's just ridiculous.
Mm.
Totally ridiculous. But this film is universally praised, 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Tom Cruise returns as one of the world's greatest test pilots, and he's now training younger Top Gun pilots for this impossible mission where they have to bomb some uranium mines. And we don't know who the enemy is.
Oh.
You never hear the enemies. You never really see them. It's kind of this unseen enemy, and I kind of like that.
Okay.
So it doesn't get too political.
Right.
And the movie's 2 hours and 17 minutes, and it just zips by.
Not too long.
Oh, it's phenomenal. You got to see it on the biggest screen possible, hopefully IMAX, like at the Boston Common. It is just sensational. You like strap in for a thrill ride. It's so much better than the original.
Is it?
Did you guys see the original film?
Oh,
do you remember it at all?
Yeah, sure, a lot.
She remembers volleyball, other than that.
I remember volleyball. I remember.
Okay. I'm sure you do. Well, there's a football scene in this one. A bunch of shirtless guys, again, including Tom Cruise. And they throw in a woman who's not shirtless, but wearing a tank top.
Okay.
Well, you know.
It's very much like the original. I mean, there's so many scenes. First of all, you remember Anthony Edwards in the original didn't make it.
Yes.
Tom Cruise has all this guilt about his buddy not making it, and could he have saved him? So his son is now played by Miles Teller.
Oh.
Ah. The original Goose's son is named Rooster. They kept it in the Bird family.
That's cool.
Tom Cruise has to train Rooster. And of course, Rooster blames him for his father's death. So there's this whole confrontation that they have to go through. And it's just very emotional, I got to tell you. And I was shocked. Val Kilmer makes a small appearance in the film, which is just heartbreaking. It's exhilarating, but at the same time, incredibly satisfying. So I highly recommend it. It's so much better than the original Top Gun.
Well, then why don't we put some people in the seats then, all right? So
let's
You suggest that people should see this full experience IMAX, right?
Yes, and that's why I'd like to do $50 so people can go see it on. It costs a little bit more to see it on a bigger screen.
You heard
so let's get, they need to get them to IMAX or some premium large format.
And there's
screen.
Some definitely IMAX theaters that folks are.
Yeah, there's one in Randolph, there's one in Boston.
All right, Harry, that's perfect. Yeah. Let's just take right now, LBF, give them away. Quick pick number.
Oh, 9.
Number 9. Calling number 9. All right, call right now. Number 9. 888-410-1057. Get to see it in the good seats. Harry Medved from Fandango.com. Download the app, and you get some tickets for yourself. Enjoy that. Harry, we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so this is $50. So you can see it in IMAX, and Harry recommends that. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Phones are open. If you want to go, give us a call. Caller 9, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 725. Well, we just made Kathy from Randolph's day. Kathy was caller number 9.
Yeah.
She's going to go see Top Gun. $50, so that's the IMAX.
IMAX at the Showcase Cinemas in Randolph.
Could it be easier for
not
Kathy?
That's amazing.
Wow, that worked out great. So enjoy it, Kathy. It's really, Harry said 97% Top Gun is as far as Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I guess it's better than the first.
That's huge saying that. Okay, enjoy it. 726. Weather looks really good for Memorial Day. 80 today. Tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. We could use it for the tomatoes. You know what I'm saying?
For the tomatoes?
They could use a little rain.
Are you growing some tomatoes?
I'm actually growing some tomatoes this year. My friend Melanie gave me 2 plants.
Yeah.
You know? She's the same woman who gave us
the sourdough starter.
Yours is dead. I'm still baking away. So, you know.
the only things that live in my house are my husband and my child and me. Yeah. Everything else, it's just like, good luck.
No, you're not. Your sourdough starter's dead. She gave me 2 tomato plants.
Oh, good.
Heirloom and whatever the other one would be.
Great.
So I'm going to give it a go this year.
All right.
Boy, I can't wait. I need to talk to some tomato people, though.
You do?
Well, what is it I don't know that I should know? So at some point, I'll...
Because you want some nice tomatoes.
I don't want varmints to get them.
No, you don't.
The varmints, you know, running around.
That's true.
Eating free tomatoes. I don't want that. So, anyway, a little bit of rain, maybe, but not bad. Monday, by the way, Memorial Day, 86 high temperature.
Nice.
Let's put our shorts on. Oh, have some fun, right?
Really? Yeah, that's true, too.
You seem excited. All right, fine. Morning Court coming up. We've got Sean on the line. Sean's wife is expecting baby number 3.
Yes.
They want to do it different this time. The first two, he said, were not great experiences in the hospital. They're going to do it at home.
Okay.
But not only have a home birth, they want, someone to be in the room.
The kids.
So she does. Sean's not a big fan. So we'll talk to Sean, see what anything we do to help him. Coming up, Morning Court, brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. May is National Electrical Safety Month, and Rodenheiser wants to make sure your home is safe by offering a $69 home electrical safety check. Call or book online at rodenheiser.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
95.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Don't forget, final trip to Universal Studios after 9:15. So wherever you are, make sure you got on ROR.
Yeah.
That's our last shot at that. Plus, there's one at WROR.com. Hey, we're helping Sean out today, expecting his third child. Mm-hmm. His wife has not enjoyed the hospital experience of the first two. Wants to have a home birth.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't understand. Well, you explained to me that they're not going to be alone. There'll be somebody there.
Well, yeah, because there's either a midwife and a doula. And so...
A doula who?
A doula is a person who helps the person emotionally with the birth.
I never heard of that.
A midwife is the actual medical personnel.
I didn't know that. So I learned something new today.
Yeah, well, stick around.
Okay. You know, I plan on it, at least for another couple hours. Thank you. All right, we'll start with you, Jim. You got concerns about the kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, what does dad do? Take care of the kid or watch mom?
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't know this. I should have known that there are other midwives going to be there.
Yeah, you have
people.
A doula or a midwife.
A doula?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's another name.
What is that?
It's like a person who assists in baby's births.
Wow, aren't we
progressive? Yeah, you have three children. I can't even
believe
it. I don't
do it. No, here's what I did. Here's my insurance card. Go.
Oh, my God. You did more than that.
That's the word of the day right there.
What's that? Doula?
Doula.
Yeah. Doula, the word of the day.
All there right.
Thanks, Jim. How's you doing?
All right, have a great weekend,
you
guys.
Too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think of our guy Sean's case today?
Well, Sean, I think the first or second caller gave the best advice. Have the children watch a film first.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a beautiful thing, but it's very scary. Even grown men.
Yeah.
That are watching their wives deliver, it can be horrifying. And I just can't imagine a 7 and a 9-year-old watching their mom go through that.
No.
They're not going to... Kids that age have no idea. So I think...
I'm sorry. I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot. I don't understand the need for it.
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean,
why is it necessary?
I had three kids, and it is beautiful, but it's also very scary.
Yes.
So, sitting the kids down and having them watch, it's got to be some sort of film that's age appropriate.
There might be.
So that they understand. When I was that age, I still thought the stock brought the baby, you know?
Yeah, the
stock
did.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, we're up against a hard break, as they say, but thank you, okay? Bye, Lisa.
Yeah,
have a great weekend.
Hey, I love you guys.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You so much.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks.
You
have a great
talking?
Weekend.
You want to keep talking? No, I'm just kidding. All right, bye.
Bye.
Go ahead. Right. Oh, she wants to keep talking. She's very, very fine. Pleasant. No, we just want to get other calls in. I'm going to say hi to Marie. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Happy Memorial Day weekend. What do you think of Sean's?
Too.
Yeah, Sean's dilemma today.
I think it's less of a dilemma, and you know, it probably more comes out of the unknown. But I'm a birth doula. I've been to, over 100 home births and hospital births, and I've been to ones where kids are present, and it's such a wonderful opportunity and experience. And 7 and 9 kids are old enough really to understand. If they were younger, maybe not so much, but. Yeah, a home birth is totally different. It's going to be peaceful and beautiful, and they're always going to remember it as something really special.
You're the call that I guess Sean maybe needed to hear, but probably didn't want to.
Right.
It sounds like it's going to be it could be a great experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All of the kids that I've had present for birth, they are really, it's not as weird for them as we think.
Yeah, okay. It's our
if
weird.
We make it normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on their phones anyway, let's be honest, right?
No.
Am I right, Marie? You know?
I know.
A little bit, right? So, okay.
That's good.
Well,
that's
listen,
good to know.
I didn't know what a doula was till I walked in this station today.
I
so now
it.
I'm an educated man.
He has three children.
Yeah.
This man has three
and
children.
You know, Sean, like, he can also get a sibling doula, which is a birth doula.
Oh, you get two doulas. You get dueling doulas. I like that.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly.
This is good. All right, Maria, thank you for calling in. All different points of view.
Do you know how babies are made?
I know how to make them. We know how to make them. I just didn't know that there was this whole culture of home birth and doulas and midwives. And
Giselle Bundchen.
She's a what?
Yeah, home birth lady. Since the beginning of time at home.
Yep.
With Tom Brady?
Yes.
Well, he's used to catching things.
Oh, my God.
Comes right out. Here you go.
I can't. Homer.
Yeah.
Yep, that's really nice to know.
I cannot take you anywhere.
No, you probably shouldn't. Thank you, Maria. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
But lately something's changed. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Teresa from Abington. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, we're getting ready for a nice Memorial Day weekend. I think it'd be pretty sweet if you won $1,000.
Yes, it definitely would. It would definitely help this weekend.
Okay,
yes.
So tell us anybody you want to shout out and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an admin with Wells Fargo, and shout out to my husband, Tom, who's listening. And looking forward to the nice warm weekend weather and the barbecues.
Nice. It's going to be nice, too. 88 on Memorial Day Monday.
That's going to be
great. Yes, I'm all about the sun.
Love it. All right, Teresa. Let's see if we can get that $1,000. You know how Super Smart works. You get all 10 right. That's what you're going to get. And leave yourself some time. If you're not sure, say pass. On a question you're not sure about, we'll circle back to it. Okay, Teresa, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
What is 8 plus 3?
11.
True or false, Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day?
True.
Ray Liotta played Henry Hill in what movie?
Pass.
How many cities and towns are there in Massachusetts?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, 50.
What were Mo Howard, Larry Fine, and Curly Howard better known as?
The Three Stooges.
Which novel features a character named Hester Prynne?
Gosh, I don't know, pass.
What is the street address of the White House?
Washington Street. Oh my gosh, I don't know, pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Tar Heel State?
Alabama.
How many cards comprise a pack of tarot cards? Ran out of time.
It's so much easier when I'm listening on the radio.
Right? That's what they all say.
Yep.
We ran out of time, like LBF said. Here's what you passed and missed. Here we go.
Ray Liotta played Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
Oh, my God. My husband will kill me for that.
Yes, you're in trouble.
Right. How many cities and towns are there in Massachusetts? 351. 50.
Now, if you were listening to
the lottery, 51. Yes.
Yeah, if you're listening, we did a lottery commercial, and they say they've given millions to 351.
Yes.
Towns and cities, yeah.
Which novelist features a character named Hester Prynne, the Scarlet Letter? The street address of the White House is 1600 Pennsylvania Ave. And the U.S. state nicknamed Tar Heel State is North Carolina. And there are 78 cards in a pack of tarot cards.
There you go.
And I should have known the North Carolina one because my in-laws were from there. Oh, my gosh.
That's all right. You don't know. It's fine.
It's pressure. It's pressure.
It's so much easier when I'm off the radio.
Right? Yeah. Clock's ticking. LBF coming at you. Aggressively.
I know. So aggressive. That's just you.
Oh, okay.
I only do that to you, Bob.
Glad to hear that. I can take the slings and arrows. All right. Hey, Teresa, what? Listen, you didn't get the 1,000, but this is a great consolation prize. All this week, we're giving away $100 to D's Keys, okay?
Ooh, fun. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You guys will love it. That'll go a long way, too. There's food, there's drink, there's fun, doing pianos.
Yep.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah, my husband will love that. Yeah, yeah, that'll be blast.
He's not going to be mad at you anymore because you guys
are good fellas.
He'll make you watch it this weekend, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Teresa, hope you get all the burgers and fun Memorial Day. You have a great one, and we appreciate you listening. You can come back and try again down the road, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Teresa.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
All right, look, if you want to play Super Smart, sign up at WROR.com. And as a matter of fact, there's a bonus question you didn't get to
today. Get to question number 10, so just go to WROR.com. You can find out what it is. You can play it. It's multiple choice. And if you play it and slay it, we might pay you $1,000.
$1,000. Hey, remember that the last trip for our on-air for Universal Studios is going to be between 9:15 and 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're looking for lucky call number 10 during that time when we go commercial free for 2 hours like we do every day. But there's another chance to win. It's at WROR.com.
Yes. You have till 10 o'clock to enter online.
So do it.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:25, and we're getting into the Memorial Day weekend. Just a quick reminder, though, it's one of our patented six-pack weekends of great stuff.
Yeah?
So be listening for that. We play six packs of the best 80s songs, and we're giving away tickets to Paul McCartney at Fenway all weekend.
That's terrific.
Pretty good, right? With a chance at upgraded seats and dinner. I'll put a bug in your ear for that as you're enjoying Memorial Day weekend. Let us be the soundtrack, okay? Now, we talked to Sean earlier in the show for Morning Court, and I learned a lot today. Because, you see, Sean is expecting, he and his wife, their third baby, child, and the first two were not great experiences at a hospital.
Yeah.
She wants a home birth. And Sean thinks that's kind of a lot. He's very concerned. Although there are things I learned about today, like...
Yeah, but she wants a home birth, but that's fine. It's just the kid factor.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that, but just the home birth itself, you learn about doulas. And,
yeah, I taught you a lot.
You did.
Midwives, doulas.
Yeah.
You have a big, like a blow-up pool, and you get in that.
I didn't know that.
You can do that.
Okay. Well, Sean is calling because he didn't think it'd be a great idea to have the kids in the room.
Yeah, where it happens.
Where it happens and happened. So we're trying to help Sean out, either guide him in one way or the other. So let's go to you. We'll start with you. Rose, what do you think?
So I think he's kind of being a typical man being squeamish around giving birth.
Yeah.
So I went into labor with my second in the middle of the night. So my five-year-old came along because there was nowhere else for her to go.
Right.
And she was amazed, enthralled, and it was the best experience ever.
All right.
They're not down at your feet watching everything.
Yeah.
They're up at your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Clearly, if you don't want them to see directly, they don't have to.
Right.
She thought it was amazing.
Wow. Okay. And
look at that. And she was five
later,
at the time. 16 years later?
I still remember.
Okay.
She looked up at me. She looked at me as soon as her sister came out, and she said, "Mommy, wow, look what you did."
That's amazing.
And I will never forget it.
Oh, my God.
I will never forget it.
Well, what's her name?
My oldest is Becca.
Becca. Well, that's awesome. Becca's
and my,
now...
And my baby was Luna, and it was incredible.
That's really
awesome.
Good story.
That's a great story.
It is. That's really good.
You've got to give the kids some credit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Rose, we're going to grab a few more calls,
thanks,
but that's really nice advice.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Bye.
You too.
Okay, tell
the kids we said hi.
Yes.
Okay.
I will.
All right, bye-bye. Megan, good morning.
Hi, Bob. I love you guys, by the way. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you just take your time.
Oh, okay. He loves it.
So I wanted to give, I don't know if this perspective has been given, but I actually attended my brother's birth when I was 11.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
And I have to say it was one of the most amazing experiences other than giving birth to my own kids.
Wow. God. That's
so
amazing.
Coming from a kid's perspective, it's not scary. It wasn't gross.
Was it planned for you to be there, Megan? That was a plan.
Yes.
It wasn't by happenstance.
It was a plan. Nope.
Wow.
And my parents had a midwife speak to me and my sisters and tell them what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was our choice if we wanted to be there or not, and I did.
And you stayed the whole time, if you recall?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that
I stayed the entire time.
That's amazing.
Do you think that watching your mom give birth made you giving birth easier?
Oh, didn't think of that.
Yes, that is a great point, because all of my friends were terrified to give birth.
Right.
They wanted planned C-section.
Yep.
I was ready, excited, feeling like my body can definitely do this. And I ended up actually having a C-section with my first.
Yeah.
That made me a little upset. But the other two, I was natural.
Yeah.
And it sounds
no
like you would have, just speaking to Sean real quickly about that. So you suggest that for Sean, that it's an okay thing to do?
Yeah.
And he should get over
it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely. If his kids are on board, his wife is on board.
And you'd have your kids in there, too, obviously, at this point.
Yeah.
If they're old enough.
Yeah. I mean, if I had home births, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
it demystifies it,
too. My kids were little when, you know, I had them pretty close together, but.
Yeah.
Well,
there's some advantages I didn't think about.
Yeah, see?
Well, no, I mean, some other ones.
What?
Well, you're not going to be charged $100 for a Tylenol.
Oh, my God, Bob.
At home, right?
Huh? Okay, it's always about the money.
Yes, it is.
Jeez. Anyway, that's great. Great advice. Thank you.
Hey, Megan.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Thanks for listening. You and your family have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we appreciate
thank you. You too, guys.
Appreciate you listening. At least I do, you know.
I do.
That's
I
how I am.
Appreciate.
That's how I am.
You're all awesome. Every day, my daughter and I listen to you guys, so thank you.
Love it.
That's
thanks,
great.
Megan. Have a great
weekend. Bob's day. He loves the ladies
right,
giving him compliments.
Hi, Megan.
Bye. You too.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
Megan, thank you. Great. Yeah, but there are advantages, though. He can save some shekels because things get expensive. You see the bill? Oh, you needed two Tylenols. Those are $100 a piece.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's expensive.
I didn't look at my bill.
Of course you didn't. Right? I'm sure Dave didn't either. He's probably ordered shrimp cocktail
right,
in the lobby.
We had a TV in here, maybe. That's not.
Anyway, Sean, best of luck. And I think some of the calls probably made him feel a little bit better about it. There you go. Let us know how that works out, Sean. It's 8:31. We're stripped to Universal Studios. Today's the last day, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Big finish with the boss. Glory days. Yes. Celtics tonight. Game 6 at the Garden. This could be it. If we close them out, we are going to be facing off with the Golden State Warriors.
There's more basketball
There's
after
more,
this?
More.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God, does it ever end?
No, all of this is to get to that. This was all just leading up to the finals. Finals, okay? So we need tonight.
Five more wins.
Brian, a huge Celtics fan, and his boy Sammy. Brian, I know you are so wishing you could be at the game tonight. What are tickets still available at the Garden?
Yeah, I mean, you can still get them on, you know, the Celtics app. Ticketmaster has some. I just looked on Ticketmaster right now. Best seats you can get are floor seats. You can still get floor seats for $19,827 each.
19.
So I don't think I'm going to get those.
Is that without the surcharge?
That's with all the fees.
No, okay.
That's
with all
okay.
The
well,
fees.
That explains.
Just want to make sure. What
yeah.
I'm getting.
Well, the ticket's probably yeah, 80 yeah. bucks.
Yeah. That's like $3,000 in fees.
Right.
Just for
yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Cheapest ticket. You can still get in. Yeah. Cheapest ticket I see is like around $309 for a seat up in the balcony.
Oh yeah, you're watching it from Worcester, but whatever.
That's pretty good.
How much is
still there?
$309.
Wow. You're tempted,
and
though,
I'm thinking
aren't you,
about
Brian?
It, but boy, I am thinking about it. It's a little too much, though.
That's a lot of money because that's not yeah. parking. That's not your first.
But it's $15
beer.
It's the experience. You can't buy the experience. Well, you can.
I wish
you,
I
but
could.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean you can.
Yeah.
You have to buy it.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
You have to buy it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well,
it's money well spent.
I'm sure
you
our
go.
Sales department will be there. So good.
Of
good
course,
for them.
They have to be there.
Yeah. Yes,
I love bitter Brian Bell. It's so fun.
Bitter Brian Bell.
I'm just saying it'd be nice to, you know,
Bridgewater.
Little bitter.
The hardworking people on the show might like to enjoy a game.
Wow. And who
lifelong
are
fans. Lifelong yeah. fans of the
well,
Celtics.
Brian,
that's
fine. Funny that you think they listen to us.
I know.
Brian, have you thought about it?
That's why I feel fine saying it.
Yes, I think you're good. Okay. So anyway, go Celtics. That's what we're trying to say here. But, if you got money to splurge, go for it. Hey, don't forget, we go commercial free coming up at 9:15. And we are giving away our last trip on air for Universal Studios Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay? So stay here for that. No matter what you're doing today, but 9:15 to 10 o'clock, somebody is going to win that trip.
With Smott every weekday morning at 8:05, the ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian getting into Memorial Day weekend. 2 hours commercial-free music to kick off your no-repeat workdays. Coming up, somebody's going to win a trip to Universal Studios. That, my friends, is a fact.
Yeah.
This isn't the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
No.
We're going to give away a trip before 10 o'clock. 4 days, 3 nights, 2 people, and tons of fun.
Cool.
Okay, so be listening for the cue to call. We'll give you the Universal cue to call anytime between 9:15 and 10 during the commercial-free 2 hours, okay?
Okay.
Just putting that little bug in your ear. Stay with us for that. Speaking of a little bug in our ear.
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Brian, folks have been calling. They want to know, first of all, how are you doing? And secondly, why are you doing the show from the basement in Bridgewater?
We've been stuck in West Bridgewater in my basement all week because we had a positive case in the house. But everybody's good. Everybody's fine. And actually, the positive case can already go back to work. But I'm still stuck in the basement.
Okay.
Just for protocols.
Well, it's an abundance of caution.
Yeah, I love an abundance of caution. I'm a safety gal.
Protocols.
Yep. So, yes. So, yes. Brian has been in his basement doing the show remotely through the magic of the internet. That's why it hasn't sounded as pristine as it normally is when folks were concerned.
You think we sound pristine on a normal day?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go with it. I'll go with it, Bob.
Help me sell the show. Thank you. Okay. Man, you know, you should never open a business. You should never. I'm telling you.
I don't plan
LBF.
On it. I'm like, you don't want this.
You know what? No, those brownies, 2 days old.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, you don't really need it. You should just go home. Save your money. Bye. I'll see you later.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why I'm in radio,
so,
Bob.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of an open book. A little too open. Anyway, Brian, you're great. The family's all good. You'll be back soon.
Everybody's good.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good to know. Okay, that's that. Hey, don't forget, commercial free for 2 hours. There is one more chance to win. I got to mention, right?
Yes.
The Universal trip.
Yes. Go online, WROR.com, and all you have to do is just enter your information, and it qualifies you for a chance to win.
You got till 10, right? Till 10.
Till 10 o'clock.
Yep. So there we go. So you have 2 chances to win before 10 o'clock today. That exciting Universal trip giveaway, Universal Orlando Resort. You got 4 days, 3 nights, and 2 people. Lots of fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.